Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Without wasting any time, here is Doug LeBlanc, who is running for Mayor of Brighton. I'm so pleased to have with me today Doug LeBlanc, candidate for Mayor of Brighton. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for inviting me on.
There may be some people who don't know you, so let's begin with you introducing yourself as a candidate for Mayor.
Well, I come from a small farming and fishing village out of Nova Scotia. At 17, I joined the military, and I stayed till 1993, where I retired. But in that period of time, I married my childhood sweetheart, and we adopted our special needs child, David, and had a good military career, retired as a senior NCO, moved to Brighton, worked with the Greethams at Greetham Industrial and Ground Tracks, developed a couple of our projects, became an expert witness for the Ministry of Environment, expert witness for Supreme Court of Canada, Supreme Court of Ontario, 24 court cases, and over 400 subrogation cases for the insurance companies. And working on the environmental side, and I decided to run for council because I didn't like what was going on in the previous two councils. So I ran for council, I got elected, and then I started serving the minister, the residents of Brighton. So I've served in the military. I did 3 peacekeeping tours while I was in the military. I served my employees, and I also served the residents of Brighton. So what I saw that the town needed leadership and management, and with key projects, if you look at the notices of motions and stuff that I put in, they were basically to improve the life and the quality of the resident and the municipality of Brighton, and to bring it into some type of order that was missing. So I decided that I would run for mayor. And I've been living in Brighton for the past 30 years, almost 30 years since I retired. And I've operated my businesses, 3 businesses. I still own the Tri-County Plastic Business. We do pellets for ventilator hoses and for irrigation hoses and for fire extinguishers and used in various products in Lowe's, Staples, Walmart, Home Depot. They use them, manufacturers that do injection molding. They also use them in garden hoses because we're non-lead. We do not use any lead in the facility. We don't allow it in here. And now with an inventor out of Ontario, we're doing the prototypes now for all plastics that can be repurposed that are going to landfill that have a no value. You cannot recycle them. They cannot be recycled. And this gentleman has invented the process where he can take 56 to 58 different types of plastics and make them into a repurposed, reusable product, from patio stones, to pieces of lumber, to plywood, to shingles, and any color you want. It's amazing. If you have the mold, you can make it. So that's a brief nutshell what I've done. And my businesses were from Manitoba all the way to Newfoundland. So I sold most of them off to my employees when I decided to retire 5 years ago.
What role do you see the municipality playing in assisting the hospital as it faces a healthcare crisis? You've been losing physicians in your area, but you've also been recruiting. What role do you think the municipality plays in trying to recruit doctors to your area?
Municipality and the council plays a huge role. We're one of the sponsors for Brighton Doctors by the Bay, and they're trying to recruit them. It's a tool, but as a council, we are trying to recruit doctors at all times. We work with them. We assist them. We just bought the old building on Dundas, and we repurposed it to bring the 2 new doctors there. We have more doctors coming, and the council has to work because it's one of the things that we have to do. Not just allow more houses to be built, we also have to bring doctors here to make a better healthcare system. We also need nurse practitioners. We also need medical health nurses, basically for mental illness or for a drug addiction. Those could all be put into our healthcare unit here in Brighton, And we don't have any of those systems now, but we are all working for doctors. Every counselor and mayor knows that we need more doctors in Brighton, and we are fighting with every other municipality trying to attract them. Once we have them here, as a municipality, we want to keep them longer than 5 years or 10 years. We want them to become citizens here and stay here and willing to stay. So it's not just attracting them. We got to make it attractable for them to stay here at the same time and accommodate them.
Recently, there was a doctor that was announced that's come to your area through the Docs by the Bay program, and you're sharing them between Brighton and the Bay of Quinte. I wonder how that is a good system when there's such a great need to have a doctor just in Brighton for Brighton residents.
Well, it's a sharing process, so he has Trent, which is good, because he's sharing with Trenton and with Brighton. He also has a facility here in Brighton. He's bought another doctor, so there's more patients that are being called as we speak to go use that facility. It's the same as when we have an emergency. We either go to Trenton, then we're brought to Belleville, then we're brought to Kingston if we have heart or cancer or whatever we have. It's a sharing. It's a start. And the more we have, if it's partnering, we have to partner. That's one of the things. It can't be all sold. If we can get it sold solely to Brighton and get them to take 1,200 or 6,000 patients or 1,600 patients or 6,000 patients, that would be great. And we're working on those things. As a council, we are working on those things. We do. And we're working very hard and diligently to do that. Thank you.
Okay, so council's already doing this. What are you going to do, though, that's different going forward? Is there anything that you're going to bring to the table that's different from, say, your opponent or what's been done in the past?
Well, we'll lobby the government to try to get some of the foreign doctors approved quicker that are coming here and the nurse practitioners to bring them here. We're going to try to work with different programs with Northumberland County and with Quinte West and with our Northumberland County partners to try to bring more doctors here as a whole. We want them here in Brighton, and we're building more houses, and so we need more doctors. And if we have to bring some of our students and pay them up, we have a student program, we'll try to get more people in the student program to bring them here. And we'll work, and there's different things, and we'll learn from other municipalities that have been successful. We'll copy their model. If we have to go talk with them, if they got a better model than what we're using, we got to go with what is best for the residents of Brighton and bring more doctors here, because it's a huge need. But it's a huge need registered across the province. And if we're getting into bidding wars with them, you can only pay so much because we're a small municipality. We only have so many tax dollars that we can do. But we're trying to attract them. And once we have them here as a municipality, we have to keep them here. We have to bring things here to keep them here. Walking trails, biking trails, fishing, hiking, bird watching, open up the trails, get more people coming. That's what we want, and more facilities. Like it might be that we have to bring the blood work system back, and we should have it here to be able to do your blood work, to be your x-rays, to do your MRIs. It should be here. And there's companies that are setting this up in small towns now, and we got to look at them and bringing them here because it's to make us whole, a healthy community. We have to have all this. But it's not only have doctors, you also have to stay healthy. The why, the gym, walking, proper diet, proper eating. So it's all entailed in one.
In the past 15 months, Brighton's fire chief, the planning manager, the manager of capital infrastructure, the deputy clerk have left the municipality for various reasons. You lost your head of public works recently. Now, there's been job postings as well in the last couple of weeks for managers of planning and all sorts of things. Why did you support an internal organizational review to look at why these people have left?
Well, I will start. As a member of council, and I've been on this council has not fired one person. So when you look at it, why are they leaving? Why are we having such a high turnover? We're using headhunters to find good people that have come here, have won competitions, that have come here, and all of a sudden they decide to leave in a short period of time. Some have left because they want to be back with their family members in the provinces they came from. Some of them have left for more money. Some of them have left for various reasons. Some of them have only been here very short term and left. And some of them have wrote letters to councils and stuff that triggered certain things that we want to know why this turnover is going on at this period of time. But a lot of our municipalities are saying the same thing. It's a lot of other municipalities are headhunting our people, as same as we're headhunting their people. But we want to know what is going on in the municipality of Brighton. And if there is a problem, how do we solve it? How do we stop it from taking place again? And so, and I want to know, as I'm one of the councillors, I want to know, I can't speak for the others, but I wanted to know what was going on and why people are leaving. If we're paying them good dollars with pensions, and basically they have the full benefit package, why are they leaving? And why are they accepting a position here if they're only going to stay a month or 2 weeks or a day? So we want to know those reasons why. And if we have to pay more money, or we got to change our benefit plans, or there's structural problems, hopefully all this comes out. If you look at previous council, they voted to fire people. This council has never fired anybody.
How are you going to make life in Brighton better compared to the last 4 years?
Well, we're going to get things done. I've only been a councillor for 4 years, and if you look at all the motions, the notice of motions I've put in, I've brought in, they're all for improving the quality of life of Brighton. When I first got on council, I wanted to be a good boy and basically take the bottom fruit, and what it was sidewalks. And when I got on sidewalks, we went to the meeting in the hall. Let's put $300,000 aside for sidewalks. I found out that there was a sidewalk reserve of almost $1.2 million, or excess of $1 million, that had been collected over 10 years. That means cracked sidewalks hadn't been fixed in 10 years. So they started fixing them in this term of council. Ditching and brushing, the farmers were complaining there was nothing done for 12 years when I went there to do a little bit of ditching and brushing. Basically, we put $120,000 aside for a private contractor to do it. They did 120 kilometers of road. And there was a $900,000 reserve that nothing had been done. Money had been put aside for all those years, but it hadn't actually been done. So basically, to get things moving and get things done.
You mentioned about the garbage, and that's one of the planks of your platform. You say you want to create a system where there'll be one free bag of garbage. So how do you intend to keep the taxes down if the town's going to end up paying for one bag of garbage? Is there going to be cuts? How's that cost going to be covered?
Well, the baggage is covered not by the town. It's covered by the by the county. And in talking with the other councillors and the other people, candidates that are running for mayor or for as council from the other municipalities, they all have the same problems. It's not just the residents of Brighton that are complaining about the bag tag and how much we're paying. You got to look at how we come here, how it was generated, and what we pay for taxes and what we should get. We should get one free bag, and I do believe that I can get the votes, if I get there to debate it right, that they'll all want to do the same thing. One bag tag. You can't be taking more money and putting it into the reserves and getting nothing. You can't keep on taking money from the residents and not using it and just putting it into reserves for long-term projects. But those are dreams. Basically, you should only take what you need. And it's a debate. They all have the same problem. So it's just debating with the other six members. I believe it's achievable.
A lot of development pressure is taking place in Brighton. There's various subdivisions and other developments going on. But the treatment of wastewater continues to be an ongoing issue. Now, as of June 2022, the town has initiated an addendum to the 2018 class environmental assessment. So there is a proposal for an upgrade. Yet, there's another study coming to address this key issue. Now, some residents may feel that there's a lot of money being spent and not enough action. What would you say to those people?
Well, what I would say to them is I'll be very careful with this one. The system that was designed was designed for higher class protozoas. We have an ammonia problem, which is a nitrifier. So the new system that's been amended, that's coming in, which is much cheaper, can deal with all the nitrifiers and the ammonia and get rid of it. The other system, you couldn't grow the population and you couldn't build industry with it. It was right in the ECA. The new system, you'll be able to grow the population of 15,000, 16,000, and you'll be able to fill the industrial park and create jobs. If you're going to bring all these people here, you need to create jobs for them, or you're all going to be retirees. When some of them do more affordable homes and for family homes, well, you're going to have families. If they're going to go to school, you've got to create jobs. But the new wastewater treatment plant that they're building it allows you to control your SVI, your sludge age. No more sludge will go into the lagoon, and it'll treat the ammonia. idea. It's been peer-reviewed by other consultants, and it's been accepted as a project, and it's a lot cheaper than what was proposed by the other consultant. Thank you.
Do you think money has been wasted and time has been wasted and resources have been wasted up until now? Has this gone through, and has it been a good use of taxpayers' resources?
I wasn't on the council the past 8 years before I got on council, and the present system that was going to be built for $12.5 million was done by the previous two councils. So what they did, the information they had and how they based their information, is they went by consultant base. I don't think there was somebody on council that had the knowledge that I have. So I can't go back and say it was wasted what they spent, but they came up with a design that had to be changed.
Going forward, will you get this issue resolved before the end of your term, your first term on council?
Yes. It will be done, because I have the knowledge and the experience. I've built them. I have assisted in designing them. I have won awards for them. And I've been in the environmental field through the military. My field was WASPAL, water, sewage, and aviation fuel, and environmental. And the courses that I took weren't a week long. They were 5.5 months, 7.5 months, 9.5 months, and 6.5 months long, with no English and no French. It was straight engineering, design, chemical, and microbiology, and environmental, and taught by professors. So it's a very small feeder trade, which is still going strong in the military today. And I come part of that field. That's where I was a senior NCO in. Thank you. So I understand it very well. And my businesses were all environmental. So,
what is being done about affordable housing? With all this development going on, what's going to be done to make housing more affordable and create more rental opportunities?
I brought contractors, people that want to build affordable apartments, and were funded 95% by CHMHC, passed them on to the upper tiers of our council, the mayor, CAO, and them, and the planning department. The mayor would pass them on, just like any other council. Councillor, once you bring a developer in, you walk back and you let them deal with them. And so I brought three in the past 2.5 years, and nothing's been built. We found the land, found the stuff. I don't know why they didn't pursue it. One of them has just moved to Trenton, and the other one is moving to Hastings. They're going to be building, because they have land available. Brighton at the time didn't have properties, and we didn't buy properties. That's why Council Bateman and myself moved the motion for land banking, which was approved by the rest of council, and moved on so we can start getting properties and working with getting properties, so we can work with developers and do like Port Hope and Coburg and them do, and build seniors homes, not seniors homes, but low rental apartments, 30% the income. So they were here. There was one that was going to be built on Butler Street, but there was something with the creek. It was 7.5 acres, and it may still happen. The developer's still here, and that's as far as I know, because once it's passed on, as a counselor, you step aside, you stay out of the process. You don't get involved. You don't want to get involved in conflict of interest, but they're here. And the condominium complex on 214 Ontario Street, that's been going on for 3 years now, and there's the condos that are going to be built on Cedar Street. That was approved by council. The one on Ontario Street is waiting to be brought in front of council to get their process started.
I'd like to talk to you now about your transit plan, which is part of your platform. You've talked about bringing bus service. Is Brighton large enough to sustain a public transit system?
Well, it's not a public transit. It's a transit system that we have in Northumberland County that basically stops at Crammy. We would like it to come all the way from Crammy to Brighton, so then we can tie into the Via Rail system that's probably going to come into Port Hope and different areas, so we can move west. And also we have Quinte Transit that comes from the east coming this way that allows us to go that way, but we also need to work west if we're going to be working into Brighton. So, and there used to be a bus service, and the Greyhound service used to stop in Brighton. They don't stop in Brighton anymore because there wasn't anybody to host them. We also have all the bus stops in Brighton, but we don't have the benches put out because we're afraid they're going to be vandalized. So there's, the bus service is there. The stops are there. We're just going to let more people know that we have them. And we got to work with the county to make it just not stop at one place, but to come all the way into Brighton in case people want to go west and don't want to drive and get onto the GO train or get onto the VIA train and go to Toronto. And it needs to be here because we're a population of 12,300 from the last census, so we're big enough to have it. And if you go to Trenton and they're using the Greyhound, and you go there, two-thirds of the people that are getting on the bus are from Trenton, are from Brighton, that are getting on the bus because a lot of people use the bus service. And it would be, the other thing we need is a taxi service in Brighton. And we don't have it. We used to have Bears. Now we don't have anybody. ABC Taxi comes from Trenton. But why don't we have one in Brighton? What is wrong that we cannot have a... It was very viable. They had three taxis here going full-time. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've had nothing. So why? What is the problem? And we have all the services, and we got, as a council, we got to be more accommodating to bring these people here, because old people, and not only old but young, will use a taxi if they can call one and get one. But we don't have that service in Brighton. It's not only bus service; it's also taxi. I don't know if we qualify for an Uber. I don't know if anybody's looked at it, but we should look. So,
some people might say, Doug, you've sat on council for the past 4 years. Why did you not implement any of your campaign proposals before now?
Well, if you look at all the other ones that I've implemented before now, I brought a whole bunch of them in, and there's only one more thing. So this is my vision going forward. We had to catch up on what hadn't been done in the past 8 years. 3 years of motions and stuff going in, projects and getting a system in place, filling in all the salary, all the employees that were missing in positions, and creating new positions to bring the municipality where it could give service to the residents. And now it's time to move, to get all these new services and stuff coming, as more people are coming here and moving here from different areas, from Oshawa, Whitby, Toronto, different parts of the world. They have certain services and amenities. Now these services are coming from the county, and they're coming from west to east. It's time to join on and get into these things. And from east to west, from Trenton, Quinte West coming this way. And to fix our roads. And it's time in moving into the next step. You do so much in 4 years that can be funded and could be achieved. And now the next 4 years can be funded and can be achieved. And it's the thing to implement more and more servicing for our residents.
What do you do when you're not doing politics or running for mayor? How do you relax? What do you do for fun? Do you have any hobbies, guilty pleasures?
Yes. I just like to work. I like to talk to the residents, like that coffee room. I like to go with long walks with my wife and our two dogs. I like to travel with her whenever I can. We like to go on trips. I like to go to Nova Scotia. I'm a Downeaster. And I try to participate, volunteering a lot of my time for doing different types of events and stuff. I volunteer to take part in those. I like to fish, like to be with my friends, and walk. And I love going to the gym, the Y, and exercising. In the last 4 years, I've lost about 148, 154 pounds because I got type 2 diabetes. It was either my doctor said lose that, so I started just eating properly. And I love to cook, and I do 95% of the cooking in our home. My wife loves that, and when people ask us, they said, well, why don't we see you at restaurants? Well, she says, if you ever eat my husband's cooking, you wouldn't go to a restaurant. And I love to eat high-end foods and different foods and go on YouTube, find something new, something different, some recipe, and I love to try it and cook it. And basically, and just enjoying time with my wife and my son. Because I'm old, I'm going to be 69 this year, so your end of your life is coming to the thing, and I've always been serving, and I love to serve. And to run for mayor, I also have a long conversation with my wife and say, you understand what's going to happen over the next 4 years? She says, I see what you've done over the last 4 years and how many residents have called here looking for assistance and looking for help, and you've gone and you've assisted them, and I'll get in my vehicle and I'll go visit them. So those are the things I do. I like to do those things, and I like to hang around with my friends. There's a lot of facets to me. I'm just one person.
Why will you be a good mayor?
Well, I'm level-headed. I've ran companies. I understand what it is to be in the service industry and run a company and to maintain stuff. I was in the military and in private industry. I always took my people that worked for me and everything. I saw their talents, and I brought the best out of them to achieve the goals of what it was for my clients. Here, we'd be taking the council members and achieve. achieving, bringing them together as a team and working together as a team to achieve the best that, with all their ideas and everything, and bring them forward with senior staff. It happened at council meetings, listening to all the committee meetings and what comes back to us, and in the planning, and with senior staff to achieve great municipality and moving Brighton forward.
Doug LeBlanc, thanks so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving me a chance to express my ideas.
That was Doug LeBlanc, candidate for Mayor of Brighton. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.